Breakfast
with Russ.
ABC Radio Perth.
Hey, Russ.
1 week ago, we launched our Brekkie Book Bank, and what we've achieved in 1 week is truly remarkable. Every day as I've walked into the building here in East Perth, I notice that our bookshelves are getting just a little heavier, a little fuller with your beautiful donations to the Brekkie Book Bank. We're collecting new books for children and young adults who might be at risk of disengaging from education, and the ABC is teaming up with Communicare at the Literature Centre and the Children's Book Council of Australia to get them out to kids who could, you know, really use the book. Let's have a chat to Julia Lawrenson, is an accomplished writer. She's also chair of the Literature Centre, and I'm delighted to say that she's got up and joined me in the studio this morning. It's so nice to see you.
Good morning, Russell. It's lovely to be here.
As you walked through the foyer, like, were you struck by the donations that we've already received?
I was amazed that there were so many there and such great books. And, yeah, it's just fantastic. And it's so good to know these books are going to be going out to kids who will really value them and who really need them. So it's great.
What work do you do at the Literature Centre? What is it that you are responsible for?
Well, I'm the chair of the board at the moment, so we oversee the operations of the Literature Centre, which is amazing because the centre does literature workshops in schools. So we take books like, not great for radio, but I have in front of me How to Make a Bird by Western Australian author Meg McKinlay and illustrated by Matt Ottley. And so the education officers go to schools and they talk to kids about how these books are put together, how the stories relate to the pictures, and they really get them excited about books. The other thing that we do, a big thing that we do, is send authors, Australian authors, to the regions and into schools, and they do writing workshops with kids who are very keen to become illustrators or writers themselves. So it's this lovely relationship. So they get to meet four different Australian authors and illustrators every year, and they create their own things, and it's an amazing and very unique program.
So that's great then, because we're going statewide with this, you know, Brekkie Book Bank. We want books to go deep into rural and regional parts of WA as well as into Perth. So at the Literature Centre, you have a strong regional connection by the sounds of things.
That's right. And yeah. So we are working with the other partners, with Communicare and CBCWA, to distribute the books that are donated to those regional and metro schools. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
And anecdotally, you know, are kids as fascinated by books today as they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Are they getting more engaged, less engaged? What's your read of the relationship between young people and books?
I think kids are still really engaged. So I've been doing workshops for about 20 years. I've published 15 books. So I have been to all of these schools in the regions and worked with kids in the metro area, and kids are still absolutely engaged with reading and writing. They take a bit more engaging sometimes when they're in high school, but it's always been like that. And kids still relate to the words on the written page in a way that's very, very different to social media. It's a calming thing to do. It's an engaging thing to do, and it gets them thinking really deeply. So they still love it.
What about the school curriculum for young people, you know, teens? Is the list of books that I've, you know, I don't want to say forced to read, but you know, we're asked to read, is it a cracking set of titles?
I think so. And I think there's still a lot of scope that the schools have these days to choose things that suit their kids. So it's not as rigid as it used to be. They do have a wider range of contemporary books and Australian books than used to be the case when I was at school.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm thinking of, like, we had to read The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie.
Great book.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yes.
Teachers engaged with students and they read to us and got us to take the books home and read them. And then, you know, you can only thank them for that, because I remember The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie.
Yeah. But I think it's better to have books written by Australian writers and illustrators, and they see them and they meet them and they know that it's possible to do that too.
Yeah.
So I think that makes a really big difference.
Yeah, okay. And I also remember seeing some study that came out of the UK, which was the amount of time that a parent spends with a child at their knee reading, and it was like the number of people, like it was a ridiculous number of people, like 80% said, I don't have the time to do it. And I just remember thinking, well, that's a crying shame. If that's the truth, then that's a crying shame, because the value of a connection between an adult and a child and a wonderful book to carry them along is something that you can't mock. You know, it's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why it's so important that if they're not getting it home, they really need to get it at school, in story time, through the writers and illustrators that come and visit. So I also belong to the Society of Children's Writers, Book Writers and Illustrators, and they're doing a big drive for this as well and bringing all of their books along. And so kids will have that opportunity if they don't get it at home.
That is beautiful. I'm talking to Dr. Julia Lawrenson, the chairperson of the Literature Centre. Just finally, some people have been texting and saying they're not sure what books to buy teenagers. Can you give us clues as to the sorts of things that teenagers are loving to read at the moment?
Look, if you go into your local bookshop and ask them, they will know, because it's very specific to the kind of teenager you're talking about. Kids obviously will like different things, but there will be something out there for everyone.
Yes.